Mishëndetje here and welcome to Inside Albania with me, Alice Taylor. Today I've decided to come out of the studio and on location in the coastal city of Durrës. Durrës is one of the main tourist areas of Albania, a city steeped in history, perched on the edge of the Adriatic Sea. My special guest for today is someone I bumped into by complete accident over dinner last night. Albanian, well, Kosovar, American photographer Fadil Berisha. He is one of the world's most well-known fashion and beauty photographers with an impressive portfolio, including some of the world's most well-known celebrities, politicians, and famous people. Today, we will be discussing his life and work in America, his heart, which remains in Kosovo, Albania, and the region's place in the wider world. Thank you so much for agreeing to do an interview with me today. I'm so happy we met very randomly last night. And we did talk last night a bit about your history and how you ended up in America, how you ended up leaving Kosovo and this region. Can you give me a short sort of recap?
Yes, actually, both my parents are from Tropoja, and they escaped during the communism in 1953 and into Kosovo at that time. So we were the immigrants there. And I was born in that transition in Kosovo between there and U.S., that one year Tito had given all the he wanted all the Albanians out of Kosovo, so all the immigrants. So he gave him one-way ticket anywhere in the world. And my dad chose U.S. and at age five went to Italy, from Italy woman to New York.
And I mean, you left at age five. Do you still feel a very strong connection to where you're from?
Oh, absolutely. You know, growing up in the States, seeing your parents cry every single day for their homeland because they left. Unwilling, of course, their homeland because communism, and it certainly went into our soul, into our blood, watching, feeling so bad for them. They're crying for their families, they're crying for their homeland, for the beauty of everything. And so I think it went into our blood that once Albania opened up, we were full of heart trying to go and to catch up with their feelings. And so it was very emotional actually coming here in 1996 for the first time. It was a very emotional experience where I first came to the airport and I just saw in Albanian, Mir Sevini, PSN, the part, Welcome to Albania, and I just cried because for the first time I saw something where I actually belonged somewhere.
And now you're back in 2023. What's changed since 1996?
Oh, God, I mean, just it seems like so quick. I mean, it's been probably 27 years or more, but I remember coming here, and the moment it opened up, I came in for Miss Europe was here and came to help them, and fell in love with this place. It was like I couldn't wait to hug everyone and to hold everyone. Felt like a family. It didn't matter where they were from, and seeing those changes and always trying to convince the Americans or foreigners to come to Albania was very difficult because they just didn't know about it. They were afraid. They were so. I my mission was to really keep bringing foreigners and artists and celebrities here for all those years, which you know we have since then coming in and seeing there was really. No accommodations and things like that, that we, I had to try to convince them, you know, all the time that it's going to be okay, it's safe, you know, and going through all the stress of making sure they are safe and make sure they will have a good experience here. It was very difficult, but, you know, as of today, it's such an amazing thing to see all these foreigners like yourself, which we are so honored to have you here. And to show that it has to come from you, it cannot come from me, I'm too personal, I'm too close to it. So the one year I brought Eliza Dushku to Albania for the first time, I remember she brought a bodyguard, she was trusting me but didn't trust me, and she wasn't sure, and it was like constantly I was in stress to make sure that her experience would be great, to make sure that, you know, she was protected. And it really wasn't a big deal, but it just, we felt, I just want to make sure because I didn't know myself. I grew up in America as well. Mm-hmm. So I really wasn't sure. But and we had that amazing experience where she fell in love with Albania. Then we came back and we ended up doing an incredible show because I wanted to show the world in a larger scale the beauty of our country, our people, their hearts. And I had convinced Eliza Dushku to do a documentary called Dear Albania. I said, I will take care of everything. Please just come. And I had seen a show of Gwyneth Paltrow with a chef in Spain. And they showed a way, a wonderful way through food, the whole country, whether they would go to a certain place, have a coffee or have a dessert or have a, and I thought such a beautiful way to show. I said, let's just do this. Let's just travel for 14 days together to all Albania. And let's show the food, let's show the culture, the people and the music. And it was, I got the goosebumps as we're talking because it was very emotional. And I connected all the dots, you know, of what Albania had to offer, which one was Indra Mula, our famous opera singer. And then Ermin Eliahu, she's a superstar now. Samir Pirgu, these were all our opera singers. And then I connected Tony DeVolani, Dancing with the Stars in US. He was our big hero there. I brought him in. So I brought all the, and Lorik Tsana, our famous football player. So I connected all the artists and the sports and brought them all in so we can do these interviews through our journey, through our trip. And end up getting picked up by PBS television, a year and a half in US, which is very, very popular there. Then it went to Netflix and Amazon. And it really, on a very casual way, it showed our whole culture. And it helped so much for the foreigners, you know, and they would thank me all the time. Thanks for doing it. We had no idea this existed. We had no idea what these people are all about. And through a very casual way, I didn't want it to be political. I didn't want it to be anything. I wanted to be very casual, a brother and sister from US, traveling to this new country and discovering everything and showing the world through their eyes and not mine. Because again, it was too personal.
Now, I mean, you mentioned all these famous Albanians just now, and you are undoubtedly one of them. You are one of the Albanians who are out there doing amazing things and bringing a good reputation to the country. But I'm curious, what reaction do you get? Because people must hear your name and they must say, well, where are you from originally? And what do they say when you say, I'm from Albania? What's the reaction?
You know, because of my accent, I think, and because the northern part of Albania has a closer accent to Kosovo. Mm-hmm. It is very close to Jakova. So I think our accent, learning from home, I was always afraid to speak Albanian. Till this day, I'm not comfortable speaking Albanian. Yes. Because it wasn't like we learned with, you know, we're proper Albanian. It was more like, you know, our northern. I always celebrate, well, think of as New York and Texas, you know? Mm-hmm. It's kind of the same way, the north and the south. But I want to sound intelligent when I speak. So when I speak Albanian, I don't sound intelligent. I sound like I'm from the mountains, which I do. And
hey,
proud of
it. Intelligent people in the mountains.
Of course, you know, and all these great artists, and which right now we are actually promoting the north. Coming here, and I remember saying, you know, where do we start promoting Albania first? We said, let's start with the south, because the south was less work. It was already beautiful. It was the things where they just needed minor things. And now is the time for the north.
Yes.
Which is the right time, because since COVID, all this has become more popular now, getting away to these mountains and natural and clean air. So we just came back from Tropoia like 4 or 5 days ago and was breathless. We took these rides, the jeeps, up to the mountains where my parents spend their summers every year. It was very emotional to feel that beauty, almost like you were like closer to God. You got up there and you were inside the clouds. And the beauty of the wildflowers and the horses and the cows and the sheep. And I still get the goosebumps because it was, I think mostly because my family was raised there and it was very emotional to be there and to kind of feel their energy, what they went through. It was really beautiful. So it's so nice to come back and to see Tirana bursting with energy, buildings everywhere, beautiful hotels. And I'm sure you see it as well. And so thankful that you're here as well, because again, it's so much better when it comes from you.
Yes.
You know, I've traveled the world, around the world, and to be honest with you, I love the whole world because I work for the whole world. I've been the official photographer of Miss Universe for 23 years. So I love and respect everyone in the world. But Albania was, sorry, my blood, where, you know, it was a closer connection. And I felt that I really owe this, you know, to inspire them. I started photographing everyone from, which technically I don't do politics because it's a different kind of a form of art, but it needed to have an image. Mm-hmm. And I remember working this amazing show with Vanessa Redgrave, the actress,
yes,
that I love so much, and what an angel. You know, she has been active in all the wars in Bosnia, and we had gotten her to do a concert for Kosovo during the war, and I remember her calling me and saying, Fidel, you know, really ashamed to say this, but when I'm inviting artists to perform for Kosovo, the Albanians, they're asking, what do they look like? Are they like Arabs and Muslim, and it is not, she says, there's nothing wrong to an Arab and Muslim. They're all human beings, and they're all wonderful, but they have no clue that you are European. So you, as a photographer, please do me a favor, you know, get a picture of two young children, two teenagers, middle-aged couple and an elderly couple. Blow them up and give them to me. I will know how to deliver a message. And on the opening of the concert that we did with Audra McDonald, Mandy Patinkin, all the big names in New York at St. John Divine, this wonderful church. And she said, I will hold the photographs one by one without words. People say, what is she doing? You know, my daughter is blonde hair, blue eyes. She's from Tropea. Basically, she looks like a German. Oh, sweet.
Yes.
So it was like, you know, and she would hold these pictures up one by one. And the last photo, she said, what is she doing? Look at beautiful people. Goes, these are the Kosovo Albanians. I went, oh my God, that was like my daughter, my son, my mother, my grandmother. And their hearts went, again, I get loose, but my heart, their hearts went directed to us that we are one, and they helped. So this image was always really important. And also the country and the people. Mm-hmm. So I've given my whole life to actually dedicated to just showing so they can give us a chance.
Now, I want to, we touched on this briefly last night at dinner, but you know, Albania is going through a big change, and you know, tourism is this is going to be the best year on record. But we have problems with thousands of people leaving every year. Kosovo is in the middle of one of the most challenging moments since its independence. You know, we have on one side, you know, Kosovo is making huge progress democratically. Albania is getting lots of tourists. It's shedding its dodgy image. But there are these other big problems going on. How does that make you feel? What do you see
It really hurts my heart because, of course, I know they come to me, a lot of them in New York. It's like, and what's bothering me is some of the intellectuals. And then that's a bit scary, but I also talked to someone about the legalization of the visas and about Kosovo, and a very big, important person. And she said, you know what, Fidel? They will leave, but guess what? They will all come back. Mm-hmm. Because the fact that they know they can't come back, they don't come back. But once they legalize those visas, they're going to go and come back all the time, which makes sense to me. Same with these people. They just want to try something new. They want to go and try, figure it out. And you know, their life is not easier when they get there. But as you know yourself, but at least they want to try it, and they want to see it, and they always come back, and they will come back. I'm a board member of a group called Germin. It's a Kosovo, started in Kosovo, but it's with the Albania as well. And last year, it's called Original. Last year, the Israelis do it all the time, where they send young students from around the world to go to Israel. And we copied this idea that was wonderful to people like myself, and my children, to go and have this experience, to come into Albania, Kosovo, Macedonia, Montenegro for 2 weeks. We brought in 40 students last year from ages 18 to 24. It was an amazing experience where they get to know each other, they don't even speak Albanian, and they learn their culture, their history, and they're proud of it. And this year we had a great concert in New York with Inva Mula and Gens Tukici, two of the greatest artists, and a wonderful group there. We raised lots of money. We will send 100 students this year in two trips, 50 and 50, where they will come and have the same experience. And you hope and pray that maybe two or three or four of those will come and help the countries. And this is the way that you're saying those people that are leaving, we're trying to get the other ones in that never had the experience. Mm-hmm. And maybe get those people and convince the other people that it's going to be okay. I think just going through these transitions, it's going to be okay. Just people do want to leave. They want something different. It feels weird sometimes here because you feel trapped, you know, and the young generation feels like they can't go anywhere. And also the social media doesn't help anymore. It's good and it's bad. They want to overachieve and they keep getting excited and seeing other people and they just want to do it. It's like I said, it's really good and it's bad. But I think it's going to be okay. As long as they know they can come back, they will all come back.
I want to ask you another question as well. If you had sort of one sentence to convince a naysayer that they should come to Albania, if you sort of an elevator pitch for someone to tell them why they should visit Albania, what would you say to them?
Oh my God, I mean, there's so many reasons. I mean, as you know yourself, look how you came in here and this is how life is. Again, saying that we're all one, we're humans, and we all, you know, are the same. And I always have said to myself, as I photograph all these beautiful faces around the world, I see faces of Angeli in Albanians, in Italians, in all kinds of people, the same faces. So we are one. I think just come and experience. It's such an undiscovered part of the world. As you know, such great history here. If you look at the ancient Illyrians, I still get the goosebumps because I would say, wow, we really belong somewhere. You know, we were, and we are, you know? But we have so many great things to be proud of. We have Mother Teresa. We have all these things that makes you proud, you know, to show their hearts, how someone can give the whole life and the heart for other humans. It's a great, great discovery to come here just to see, look how the beauty that God gave this country. Look at the oceans, look at the mountains. Within an hour or two, you can have both these worlds. I remember someone came in years ago from Croatia. It was Ivana, Trump's ex-husband. It was Ricardo's friend of mine, and he passed away. But he came to Albania, and he wanted to invest here. He said, I've never seen anything like it. We are in Logara. We are here. It was like really, really hot down by the beach. You went up to the mountain, and it was freezing cold, all within 30 minutes. Mm-hmm. It was very unusual. So this country really has so much beauty, both in humans and people and in nature.
And obviously your career, you're extremely successful. As I said earlier, you photographed some of the most famous and beautiful people in the world. When it comes to young people in Albania who want to pursue a similar career, be it fashion photography, styling or modeling or anything like that, obviously the market locally is small, it's limited, but at the same time, we don't want to send all the talent away.
No, but again, they have to go away to make it in order, and they are making us proud, as you know, Dua Lipa, and you got Rita Ora, and you got all these opera singers there, you know. I think it's important that they do and go, because it's a larger market. This is a small country, still you got 3 million people, whatever. You really, the investment for them is not as interesting as you go to China or Asia with billions, you know. So they do have to go and get this film. I've done that my whole life. I've tried to inspire all the artists, and I'm not talking about myself, I'm bragging here, but I can only give them what I had, some experience. So it was really nice to see the event we just did. We did a fashion show a few days ago in Tirana, which was really like being in Paris. And I got very emotional when I got to the cocktail hour before the show. And I just saw my vision that I had many years ago. I can cry right now. I saw all these people dressed as Dolce & Gabbana, all chic. Beautiful, and it was love everywhere. It was kissing and hugging, and it was this amazing fashion moment that I always dreamed of. It happened this past week, and it was like something that you envision to see it come alive. It was very emotional. So we are here. We have arrived.
Now, my last question is there any Albanian person that you want to photograph and you haven't yet had the opportunity to?
You know, it was one that's too late, of course, but it was a great opportunity to shoot Mother Teresa. And it was a moment that I was asked to do it, and I was young and stupid, and I wanted to be really creative, and said, you know, no, I want to. She was in the Bronx with Princess Diana, and I said, no, you know what? Doesn't feel right. I want to go to Calcutta. I want to go in her environment and really photograph her in that area. And sure enough, later Diana passed away, and then so did Mother Teresa in a very short time. And there was an amazing, amazing picture of them in the Bronx, in the most rural area. They were holding hands together, going through the Bronx. It was such a vision of this beauty, and then this frail older woman together. It was the most beautiful picture. So I regret that I never made that photo shoot. And for me, it was like, you know, I was so in love always with Angie Angelou. To me, that was just one of those, which you can see there's so many now copied, but it was, her beauty was this classic beauty. And I remember coming here after trying to discover, because I had the license for Ford models, Albania, Kosovo, 15 years. I took it all in my own, I can give two chances of two girls each year from each country to give me a life, and Miss Albania as well, because I was working Miss Universe. So I would come here and discover four faces each year and deport, send to the world so they can help the country visually and themselves. And I remember saying, let me show the beauty of Albania. So I'd gotten two girls from Kosovo, one girl from Albania, where they looked very much alike, like Angie Angelou's. Mm-hmm. And I had a staff from New York, well, hair, makeup, all the best. I would always actually bring designers, hair, makeup, stylist, photographer. I would bring 20, 30 at a time, with all my expenses, bring them all through Albania and through Kosovo, to Macedonia, and just inspire and trained the locals so they can get inspired and do their own thing, which is the most amazing today. They were inspired, They are creating the most beautiful designs around the world, where people now are calling them Kosovo designers, Albanian designers, because artists, you're really born, you don't become one. Mm-hmm. So they always had it. They just need an inspiration, someone to show that, oh, you can make it. One day I was at home and there was a photographer that called me, may I have a coffee with you? I said, yes, of course. He said, you know, I don't need anything from you. I just want to have a coffee. And just came and said, he just bowed. He said, I just want to thank you for inspiring me to become a photographer. He's one of the top photographers in the world today. He said, I was home watching TV one day in Germany and I see you shooting Jonas Kaufmann. He's a very famous opera from Germany for Rolex. I was the official Rolex photographer for many, many years. And so I watched in Germany. In the end, I said, Fadil Barisha goes, that sounded really like different name, and then I googled you, and sure enough, you're Albanian. He goes, you know, I pick up the camera. I said, if he can do it, I can do it. So this is where the inspiration all comes in. And just being at this event the other night, seeing so many photographers like these and young ones everywhere, and they all bow to you and they see it. It's you've inspired somebody, and they're showing their love now, their art all around the world, because that's the great thing about technology now. I tell everyone, listen, you have a good product, you have a good voice, you have a good eye. Just put it out there. Mm-hmm. They will come to you. And that's the beauty of that today, the good and the bad, as I said, that you can put it out there and the right people come to you. Just keep posting your country, show your eye, take the picture of this beautiful flower, this background. You do nothing anyway, so why don't you use it and post it out there? Mm-hmm. Someone's gonna love it, someone's gonna pay you for it. So you can do things for yourself these days.
Fadil, thank you so much for your interview. Please keep up the inspirational work you're doing, because you're inspiring generations of Albanians, and it's very important.
And I thank you for being here and adding some beautiful beauty and light to Albania.
Thank you. That's it for this week. You can follow Inside Albania every Saturday on Euronews Albania, on our YouTube channel, and on all major podcasting platforms. Inside Albania, vetëm me Euronews, mirëpafshim.